Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today's talk is with Charlene from Empire Acupuncture. She's an acupuncture at Chickamauga, and her type of medicine, acupuncture, is also a form of healing physically and mentally. Like chiropractors, the goal is to treat the overall person, no matter what the problem they come in with in their office. She starts out with talking about qi, what is qi, and also a form of energy per se, but also how do we adapt, say for example, acupuncture or chiropractic terminology or medical terminology to what people can actually understand in their own layman language. All right, so also talk about how the meridian lines work, or the pattern lines between the nerves and distal organs and bodies, how she treats that with distal needling. And also talk about, too, does acupuncture actually hurt as a very common question, how she kind of answers that, too. Also, too, how acupuncture helps with pain, which is sometimes people's primary reason seeing an actual health professional or medical doctor or acupuncturist. Let's talk about if this part one, because we're going to do this in part one and two. Is this part one is talk about listening. We talked about before in my previous talks too. Why listening to patients is first the priority, and then we understand their problem and then help them with their overall problems, right? This part one again, go to the show notes, see the highlights of each of these topics. If not, listen to this talk overall, and I'll talk to you afterwards. Charlene, Dr. Tony.
Hello, nice to meet you.
You too. Quick spine show. This is my show too. What's your show?
My show, Empire Acupuncture.
Yes.
Yes.
And where? What city is this?
Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Yes, it is. I'm in Upland, so we're neighbors almost. Okay. We want to talk about acupuncture. I understand a little bit of it. My audience probably has no idea what it does. What I've seen, it has grown the last 10, 15 years as a valid therapy to help people get better, and especially for my sense, pain management, to get themselves to heal from that, not just medications over time.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So go ahead. Tell me how you got in this field.
So I got into acupuncture because I actually was thinking to leave accounting, the world of accounting in college. I did not want to work in business in that capacity, and I just wanted to help people. I loved medicine my whole life, and I just didn't love the conventional medicine model.
Well, take back, so why did you love medicine?
Like, I was so fascinated by how the body works. I always have been. Even as a child, I was a gymnast. Both of my parents coached gymnastics. All my siblings were gymnasts.
Got it.
And it was just interesting seeing how the body worked, and you know, watching these elite gymnasts. I was a terrible gymnast. We'll put that one out.
Well, you gained confidence, self esteem, physical ability, blah blah blah.
Right.
It wasn't, all negative, but
right. But yeah. Watching these elite gymnasts. Yeah. Perform, and just the way that their muscles work together and the kinesiology of it just fascinated me from such a young age. And I've always had a strong belief that the body is such an incredible, I'll say machine for lack of a better word, but how it just can heal. And you know, when you're working out, we're constantly ripping our muscles apart and they're rebuilding, and that's why they get bigger and you get bigger muscles and stronger. And I've just always been fascinated by that from a young age.
You know, and with chiropractic, we believe that, I mean, not believe, but the body is, like you said, self-healing, self-regulating.
Exactly.
So when it works on its own physiology, the body can heal on its own if you give the right nutrients, if you're not deficient in something, or if you're not basically toxic with something else.
Yep, and that's exactly the theory in acupuncture as well.
Yes.
A lot of my patients will come in and think that I'm doing the healing. I am a vehicle I am a vehicle to tell the body that it already knows how to heal itself. We're just reminding the body of that. That's all any acupuncturist does, and probably even
chiropractic. Don't tell my patients that, but
yeah.
I don't fix everything. but a lot of it is people, why don't people know that off the get-go? Why isn't that taught normally?
You know, I think it's just something, it's foreign. It's still, you know, I try not to use the Chinese words with my patients too much.
Why?
Because I see
Chinese?
Them,
yeah.
They're not, but I see their eyes kind of gloss over a little bit. So when I start talking about qi, I mean, it's a word that we don't even have a proper translation for in English.
But close is
energy.
Got it, yep.
But we don't have an exact translation in English. No. So when I start talking about qi and the spleen, and people think that their spleen is, you know, their actual physical spleen is having a problem, it's not.
You want to be at whatever people level they're at, language-wise or education-wise. How do you go where they are, in my sense, that plane built a little bit more and over mm-hmm. time a little bit more, so they have to understand what's healing them.
So I like to just I like to ask a lot of questions.
Good.
And based on the words that they use, the feedback they give me, that's how I can assess. I have some patients who love to live in the woo-woo land, and they love hearing yeah. about the chi, and they love hearing about the channels in the body and the meridians and stuff like that, and how all they interconnect.
Yeah.
If that's what they want to hear, I'll talk to them in that language. I also have a lot of patients who come from the conventional medicine arena, so they're nurses and doctors.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear about qi. They want to know that I'm decreasing inflammation in the body. We're getting their blood flow better.
How are you healing my body the way I understand my body can heal?
Exactly.
That's all it is. And yeah. I think everyone's different, right? Some people come in, hey, I have to go back to work. I have kids at home. I have a long drive to get home or get to work.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help me today?
Right.
And so you have so many different, the spectrum of people that want information that may not want to understand today,
mm-hmm.
and somebody that may want to go, hey, look, I'll have no problems in an hour with you and discuss how acupuncture works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely. And there are a lot of those patients, mm-hmm. especially, you know, everybody has a busy life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
we all have these crazy drives down here in Southern California. People want to be healed right away. Mm-hmm. And that's another part of the acupuncture world, and I'm sure you do this in chiropractic as well, is educating our patients on, okay, how long have you had the injury? How long did it take you to get here? I'm not going to turn your world around in a day.
Not a spiritual healing.
Yeah. It's yeah. like, can I get you relief today? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be everlasting? Probably not. We need, you know, I educate my patients on what the treatment plan is, what they should expect. Sometimes things get worse before they get better. And, you know, they need to have that right expectation, that right understanding,
mm-hmm.
because I don't want to send a bunch of people away walking around saying acupuncture doesn't work, because yeah. nobody understands it.
Or someone says, I had problems for 10 years of pain, acupuncture started one time, and I was healed completely. Like, oh, that's going to be like expectations here.
Yep.
No one can get there.
And I have a handful of, I call them my yeah. miracle patients.
Yep.
I do have a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
It happens,
yeah.
some people, but the common thread that I see among those people, my miracle patients, is they have perfect diet, they have a perfect for them exercise mm-hmm. regimen, they keep their stress down, and they enjoy life, and those are the biggies. And so my patients that don't get better in one shot,
yeah.
they probably have a crappy diet. They're exercising.
Watch your language. It's Facebook. They made bands. Oh. I don't know. Good.
They are not exercising properly,
mm-hmm.
If at all. They just live, they're total stress balls, and they might not be enjoying life right now because they're probably in pain or sick.
Well, one thing you mentioned too is with acupuncture, like similar to what I do, is how do you look at the person as a whole, their whole lifestyle, what they do when they wake up in the morning until they go to bed. And how do you consider, is that healthy or unhealthy? And
so,
how do you change it over time?
So I am looking at the whole person.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I see a patient, I actually spend 2 hours with them. It is
wow.
a long intake. We go over all of that stuff, even down to the emotional level. I ask them specific questions emotionally. I find out about their diet, their exercise. Because a lot of people think that certain things are healthy, and they're not. And
are they just naive, correct?
It could just be
okay.
naive or ignorance. It could be misinformation over the last
mm-hmm.
20, 30
yeah,
years.
Yeah, I worry about.
And so just properly educating them on the new science that we have, especially
around
nutrition.
It's new old science, correct?
New old science.
Okay, got it. Just terminology out there.
Yeah. Well, and especially when it comes to nutrition.
Yeah.
You know, I call it new science because 30 years ago, fat was bad for you. Nowadays, fat is good for you, the right types of fat. So
mm-hmm.
That's why I spend so much time with my patients in that first intake, is because I want to get to know their lifestyle. I want to know, are they having issues at home? Is there something within their control that can help mitigate the issues that they're having?
Well, like you said, it's something to where, is there, if without, when you sit someone like in a medical doctor's office and go, if I'm to tell my doctor all my problems, you're not really seeing the person.
Right.
There's just for the back pain, the neck pain,
mm-hmm.
the neuropathy, whatever is going on.
Yep.
Like you said, the whole person may be something in their arm, but it coming from their neck and can do stress in their life,
mm-hmm.
causing that to become irritated
over time, or a dietary issue, or a lifestyle issue too.
Well, and the beauty of Chinese medicine and acupuncture is it's all connected. We have these giant channels. We have 12 primary ones and then two additional, what I like to call primary ones, that run along the body. Some of them run all the way from the toe all the way up to the top of the head. Others are a little bit shorter, maybe the hand up to the head. But these channels, they're going across organs all the way across the skin.
So they link to everything in the body.
Exactly. So I can use points on the skin to treat internal medicine issues.
Nice.
And then something that my patients are always blown away by, I use a specific style called Master Dong acupuncture, which is distal needling. So I don't often actually treat the local spot. Okay. So if somebody has shoulder pain, and let's say it's coming from the top of the shoulder here, that's going to be the gallbladder channel, which is one of those really long channels that goes all the way down to the bottom of the feet. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to use points on the feet to relieve their shoulder pain. I'm not going to touch their shoulder at all.
Wow.
And it's extremely effective. And then when you have somebody who's in extreme pain and doesn't want the area touched, I have a tool to get it corrected without actually having to re-aggravate the issue.
And we always think, like, if that shoulder hurts, I have to go there and fix that.
Mm-hmm.
You give some way to redirect. Hey, this is how the lines work. This is what shows on how things link.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I treat this and see how you do.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing.
Yep.
And when they get the relief, what kind of relief do they get? How does that work? Is it a time frame? Does it take time?
It does take time. Okay. So most of the time, especially with the Master Dong style acupuncture that I use, that distal needling, we will get some relief pretty instantly.
Okay.
It might not be pain of, 9 out of 10 pain, severe pain. I'm not going to get them down to a zero, most likely,
it's impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get them down to like a 7. But for people who have had chronic pain or even acute pain for a few days, they know that a 7 is better than a 9.
They'll take anything but a 9.
And an even more awesome part of this style of acupuncture is if I'm treating somebody's shoulder and I put a pin there and then I want them to move, they've got needles sticking out of them.
Yeah.
They don't really want to do
torture.
That. Exactly.
Yeah.
So if I treat a point on their foot and then I ask them to move their shoulder and say, tell me what the pain relief is, or do you have any relief right now?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it went down, it's like a 7 now. I can't get it back up to a 9. Okay, I stimulate a little bit more. Okay, I'm down to a 5. All right, lay down, rest.
Give it time to heal.
I can get instant feedback from the patient, is it working? And then from there, we need to continue treatment to be able to get them to as low of a pain scale as we possibly can.
And walk me through how that works. If you're putting needles in someone's foot, helping their shoulder, how does that system work?
So what we know scientifically is I use contralateral. So if the person's left shoulder hurts, I use their right leg. So what that's doing is it's sending a nerve signal through the body, and it's actually crossing hemispheres of the brain. So it's lighting up additional sensors in the brain, which is why it's so effective, because the body's saying, hey, something's going on. I have this little micro trauma. There's a tiny needle inside me right now. I have to cross over to the other side of the brain to figure out why. Oh, let's go fix the shoulder.
Done.
Yeah.
So it actually... Is it through the spinal cord or the brain combination? Is it linked through all the nerves in the body?
It's linked through all the nerves. So we do have a lot of interesting, like, functional MRI data these days that show all of the major acupuncture points on the body, which there are, of the standard points, there are 365, and then depending on the model you use, there
That's
are even more.
That's a lot to remember in school. Like,
it is.
Dang it, how many have to know today?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. But of the 365 main points with the functional MRIs, all of them center either around major nerve bundles or major vascular bundles. So we're affecting the blood and the nerves.
What is a bundle? What's a nerve bundle? Because people may not understand what this means.
Okay, so it's just... I'm kind of a layman with that. You probably know more about nerve bundles than I do, but it's just a high intensity cluster of nerves. So, you know, we have large nerves, like right here, we have the great saphenous nerve that goes through the front of the leg. And at a point that's, you know, a few inches up on the shin, there's a big cluster where that great saphenous nerve branches off into smaller little nerves.
So it's like a little wiring system, per se.
Exactly,
that's your source.
Yeah.
That point, it branches off further and further. Brain spinal cord and gets a little bit more, I'll call it thin, but smaller.
Yeah.
Are the thinner nerves more sensitive? The smaller nerve, is there a correlation there?
You know, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. You know what I'm asking, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if they are. Each point can be more or less sensitive for different people and at different times.
Okay.
So with women,
what does that mean? Yeah.
So with women who are approaching their cycle, they're about to start their period, they become more sensitive to the needles typically.
Okay.
And then it just depends on the person. I'm a total weenie. I am awful with getting poked, even if
what?
I have to do it myself. I know it's awful.
How did you get through school not being a subject for another student?
I was a subject.
Like,
I would lay there and sweat and get the table paper all
That's
soaking
awesome.
Wet.
That's awesome.
It was awful.
Awesome for everybody else, but awful for you. Okay.
Well, and what's awesome about it actually is that because I'm so sensitive, I trained with a certain mentor in my school who's a Japanese style acupuncturist.
Okay.
The Japanese tend to use thinner needles. They don't needle as deeply. I trained with him all 4 years to do that gentle technique because I can't handle it. I don't want to do that to other people.
So congratulations, patients here. You're actually going to get someone more sensitive. Not going to poke you or hurt. It's good.
And it doesn't hurt. People are so shocked at how little you feel, if anything.
Well, they used to, like you said before, naive and used to modern medicine where you go to get your blood drawn and all of a sudden someone's taking your blood and it hurts. And you have to try it again and it bruises. You're like, great, phenomenal.
Yeah. That is I don't even use the size needle, the smallest blood draw needle they use is a 28 gauge.
Okay.
I don't even use anything close to that size.
Wow.
The ones I use are about as fine as a human hair.
Wow.
They're very small.
And with the skin itself too, how sensitive, at what level the skin is pain sensitive? At my own curiosity, I guess.
I think the more superficial level,
okay,
I would say is. But when it comes with acupuncture, if you're needling really deeply, it's a really unique sensation that you get, and it's like this dull ache, and most people don't like it. It's uncomfortable, but it's not pain. It's not a sharp, awful pain like you would think of getting poked to get your blood drawn. It's this dull, achy sensation, and it's actually a really good sensation. When people share with me that they're experiencing that or they ask if it's normal, I tell them it's a good thing because it's a sign that we're getting everything moving, the blood flow is increasing in the body, and when we have pain, we have these, I call them little traffic jams, you know, there's a wreck on the freeway, that's what's causing pain, you know, there's a wreck on the freeway, you're stuck in that, you know.
Lack of circulation, lack of nerve flow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So once we feel that little dull, achy sensation, it's like the tow truck has finally showed up, he got the wreck off the freeway, and now all those cars are starting to flow through, but it's still a little painful because you're still dealing with the backup of that, and then once we get everything moved off to the side, Sig Alert is green again, and it flows, and it's wonderful.
She's like one of those traffic reporters on TV. Well,
I listen to them all the time.
I avoid it completely. But a lot of this you're talking about is if the body's circulating fluid better, blood flow, for example, or even nerve flow too, the body can actually be up to the point of, okay, the pain's going away, now the pain's reducing, now it can actually heal.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay.
Because
good, yes, I got it. I'll
totally got it because when we're in pain, we've all experienced some level of pain in our lives, I'm sure. And when you're in pain, you can concentrate hardly on anything else.
Mm.
And the body's doing the same thing. When it's in pain, it's constantly concentrating just on that specific pain, trying to get everything cleaned up, reduce inflammation, whatever it is. So by using the acupuncture, we get the body to relax, to stimulate that fluid flow again, and once everything's moving, the body can properly heal itself without being in like triage trauma mode.
And how long does it take to get to that point? If someone, say, for example, has had pain for, say, a full month and now coming for care, what's it take someone, say, ratio-wise, that mm-hmm. month to get to where things go away and they heal mm-hmm. so they stay away?
So typically, I would consider that an acute situation. Okay. So they've had it for only a month, which is not a long amount of time for what we consider chronic pain. And in that case, they would probably be back to normal in about 4 or 5 treatments.
Wow.
And that should be done over the course of only a few weeks.
That's
so
phenomenal.
A month of pain, 3 weeks of treatment, and they're back to normal.
So if a month out, they're going to be back to their normal, meaning not only are they out of pain, but also they've healed the problem causing the pain.
Exactly.
Great. And at that point, do you, like you said, initial intake, do you then work on their lifestyle choices and, hey, how do you, now you're out of pain, this may have caused you pain in your lifestyle, mm-hmm. how do you change that to a better lifestyle so now your body stays better?
Yes, exactly. Good. We talk about a lot of those things, and in that acute situation mm-hmm. that you were just describing, like a month of pain, that's probably somebody who injured themselves either doing something at home, maybe they were climbing up on a ladder and they reached for something wrong, or a lot of my patients are CrossFitters and that type of stuff, so they probably got injured in a
workout.
Keep
up with Johnny. Johnny's awesome.
Exactly.
I can't remember it. All of a sudden, I'm not Johnny.
So we do talk a lot about how to prevent that from happening in the future. And I was a fitness trainer for a few years, so I have a lot of not only understanding of just how the body works when it comes to fitness stuff, but how challenging it is for those people who love their fitness and they get injured, and then I tell them, you have to lay off for 3 weeks and not go to the gym. And so I understand like how mentally painful that can be. So we'll talk about that, and I try to like work with them, give them a little leeway, but it's important to just say, okay, here's best case scenario. You lay off of the workouts for 3 weeks, you come in for treatment, we get you taken care of, bam, you're done. Worst case scenario, you keep going and working out, I'm going to help you, you're going to feel better, you're going to work out, you're going to re-injure the problem, you're going to come back, you're going to spend more time, spend
longer.
More money. Exactly. Yeah. So do you want to be better in 3 weeks, or do you want to be better in we don't know how long?
Yeah, do you want to just continue to wait?
Mm-hmm.
And do you see difference of people being compliant with care, men versus women, different ages, or how does that work with acupuncture? What do you see?
I would say the women are typically more compliant.
Yeah.
My male patients who are very compliant usually have a spouse in the background, a female spouse in the background, kind of,
we're feminine, like, nope, I'm going to get through this. And also I'm like, oh, I'm really broken now. I should have listened 10 years ago or a month ago with what I should have done.
Yeah.
Sad guys. I'm one of them sometimes. Same thing I am. And what you do too, what you said, we saw a post earlier with you, is you like to listen to your patients. What does that mean?
I have worked really hard. I love to talk, if you haven't figured
this
out yet.
You have information to say. Nothing about the news or anything, just some important stuff.
Right, I do love to talk about the important stuff. But I've learned in practice, some of my patients just need a doctor to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gone from doctor to doctor. None of them have listened. And I really, if somebody gets on a roll, even if it has nothing to do with the question I ask them, I will just sit back and let them get it out, because sometimes that's all they need to start healing in the first place. And I ask the hard and important questions. Mm-hmm. I ask about their emotions. I asked, have you been through any major trauma ever in your life? And sometimes that might be a childhood trauma. Sometimes it might have happened just a week ago. I've started treating a lot of patients for grief who've had major grief issues, and just healing some of those emotions that our society has taught us to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that will heal whatever internal problem they have. And that's all they need, is somebody to listen to them and to cry and use some Kleenex.
Well, and like modern medicine too, your emotional link to your physical health is huge.
Yeah.
And what I've seen or read, it's sometimes 10 times more effective to fix the emotional to help the body physically heal.
Yes, absolutely.
But listening to your patients, I mean, you know this already, you realize this, is that they build trust with you. Hey, look, I can go to this person for anything.
Yeah.
Even though it may not be a problem with acupuncture, I need help with my pain or my medical health, what else can she help me with?
Mm-hmm.
When doctors, in general, this is one of my talks I've done like a dozen times already, when doctors sit down and listen to their patients, at that point they get a better state of their health.
Mm-hmm.
And you're having someone actually heal for the problem, at least get help for the problem, versus having to come back in because the problem you tried to help them before with less information didn't work.
Yeah.
You can actually get, you listen enough to actually understand what they're going through.
Right, exactly.
And I wish that most doctors understood that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I think the post that I put recently on one of your groups was about listening to patients. Mm-hmm. You had put up a infographic of that. And I had said, you know, I listened to my patient who had been, she's been suffering from these terrible migraines for about a month now. She's been in and out of the ER as well as going to different doctors. They just put her on different meds. Nothing has actually really helped her. And she came in for the first treatment on Monday. And when I saw her in a follow-up on Wednesday, it was her daughter who's been bringing her in because her migraines are so severe she can't drive.
Wow.
So her daughter brings her in and her daughter shares with me, she said that you're the first person who listened, and I was the only person who asked her about her emotional well-being. Well, it turns out exactly 1 year ago, she had 3 horrible, tragic deaths in her family.
Wow.
One each month for 3 months. And it's now the anniversary of that first one. Exactly when that tragedy happened. And so I wonder why her migraines just all of a sudden went out of control. And so I let her cry. I let her talk about that tragedy. And she keeps telling me, oh, it's because of that trauma. It's because of that trauma. And all of her other doctors thought she was crazy by talking about that.
Crazy because they didn't want to listen to her. They didn't understand the emotional attachment to the migraines.
And they're not trained in how to be able to treat it from that emotional standpoint. They have a protocol of treatments that they can give her these types of drugs for this type of diagnosis, and that's all they know.
Are you a trained psychologist?
I'm not. So
was a psychiatrist?
I'm not a trained psychologist.
So you
or
listen
psychiatrist.
To your patients. Though.
I listen to my patients.
It's not that hard.
No, it's not.
So if the doctors that even though it's not cut off, even the doctors aren't trained in psychology or psychiatry, if they listen properly, at least would give her a connection to her migraines, to her overall stress and trauma, give her a reason
to. Because I didn't specifically say, yes, your migraines are 100% related to this, but I said, she said, I think they might be, and I said, I think they might be also.
Let's confirm that.
Yeah.
And does that help her with the anxiety of knowing at least know where it may be coming from?
Right, exactly. And just
a lower stress level.
Yeah. And the fascinating thing in this particular case is the point I would use to help her get through the grieving process, an emotional point, is the same exact point that I would use to treat the physical pain she's having.
Amazing.
So if she had come to me and not said anything about this grieving process she's going through, I would have still used this point, lung 7, on the arm. And then when she tells me about this grieving process, we use this point to help people get through the grieving process in a healthier manner, because it is what we call a low connecting point. It's going to connect to that emotional part of grief.
Well, and two things you mentioned too, you're linking the emotional and the physical health, but also helping them get off the medications that weren't working in the first place.
Right.
Helps such as help you understand that with acupuncture, it is not a scary health profession. Needling can be very safe and pain-free. Also understanding too how the main lines work to help you feel better, but also stay better with Charlene, especially because she listens to what's going on with your body, listens to what's causing the pain, helps your overall body get better, and gives you lifestyle guidance so your body can heal properly, right? In the show notes too, has all these topics. Our show notes has also the Facebook page. Go there, leave comments or any questions you have. Also links to our previous podcast in the show notes too. All right, so enjoy this week, and we'll see you next week for part 2. Have a good week.